Lawmakers from Wayne and Box Elder counties say the loss of jobs in their districts the past couple of years has resulted in the highest unemployment rates ever in the rural communities they represent. Republican Representative Rhonda Menlove of Brigham City and the Republican Senator representing Wayne County, Ralph Okerlund, along with representatives from the Governor's Office on Economic Development and members of the Governor's Rural Partnership Board, have convinced lawmakers to unanimously approve funding for a program to provide training and support to rural business owners to help offset the high unemployment rates.
We see this as the wave of the future for us in rural Utah. We need more jobs. We need the way for our families, our young children, to grow up in our communities, get their education, and then stay in the community and have a family wage job. This is a high priority.
Representative Menlove says jobs lost through cuts at the rocket booster company ATK has made the Business Expansion and Retention, or BEAR, program even more important to the now 25 counties in the state that will receive money from the state's industrial assistance account. House Bill 318 gives 4% of the $50 million in the account to counties, including Wayne County, which Senator Okerlund says has already benefited from the BEAR program for economic, workforce, and community development.
One of the gratifying conversations I had as I went into Wayne County, little tiny Wayne County with a population of 2,500 people in the entire county, asked them how things were going. And, you know, they had a closure of one of their businesses that's probably their biggest employer in the county in the last couple of years. But the economic development director said, you know, your business expansion and retention program created 7 jobs in Wayne County this year. Now, 7 jobs in one of our bigger counties isn't even a splash. In fact, it won't even make a ring in the water. But 7 jobs in Little Wayne County was extremely important to them, and a great sign of how this great program can help throughout the county and be so important to the rural part of the state.
The BEAR program allows small and local rural business owners to apply for assistance to receive training and outreach support to cultivate their business, sometimes called economic gardening. The focus is to help residents living in rural Utah access e-commerce, social networking, and marketing methods available to help their business grow. Governor Gary Herbert signed the bill into law during ceremonies Thursday in the Gold Room of the state capitol, saying rural Utah businesses are important to Utah's economic expansion efforts.
So this is one of my major legislative priorities, not waiting necessary for businesses to walk in the front door. We're going to be proactive looking, searching, finding those needs out there in the marketplace, and then seeing what we can do to proactively engage with them to help them. But sometimes we at the state level get a mindset that what's good for one county ought to be good for all counties. This is not a one-size-fits-all approach. This is designed to address the unique challenges of each of the counties and their unique business interests.
The law allocating additional money to the Utah Business Expansion and Retention Program goes into effect July 1st. For Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.